Here we go. Let's go to the message this morning. And again, I mentioned to you, my brother Terry's here. He's going to be preaching the next hour. And always, he's an interesting speaker. He's an electrical contractor by trade. It's what he does for a living. And anyway, I have six in our family, six kids. And he was the brother that took care of the baby, which was me in the family, and sort of made sure that I was cared for in a pretty bad home life growing up. And so he and I have remained close, very close, all these years. And, man, when Elise is graduating yesterday, it's like your daughter was graduating yesterday. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was beautiful. And so he's going to speak in a little bit. Going to probably talk a little bit about back in our past as well. And the title of his message today is Fruit and Nuts. And that's perfect for church right there. Come on, we're all a little crazy, amen? Come on. So that's his message coming up. Here we go. And let's go with the message this morning. My Christmas past received my Christmas present. Are y'all ready, amen, for the message this morning? Amen? Okay, not time to sleep with me. Uh-uh. No. Here we go. Anyway, I'd like to share with you, over the last couple of weeks, I've been sharing with you about my mom, and of course, Scripture and the words being preached, of course, but just real life and real people, and that's where we live, man, okay? So that's what we've been doing, and today I thought I would do a message, this one, and it'll be a little bit similar. Let's go with it, Rog. We're rolling, buddy. I don't have a lot of time. As a boy, that's me. Yeah, there I am. Let's keep rolling. We're just going to let it go. I didn't know what the real meaning of Christmas was. I didn't go to church. I never heard of Christmas Eve services. Okay? I do remember this, going to that meal right there. That's the Kloppman cotton mill. I tell folks that my dad worked in the cotton mill. That was a step above the cotton field. That's what he did. He was an oiler and a sweeper at the cotton mill. He had a seventh grade education, and he'd come home with the cotton in his hair and all over him, and that's the way it was. I remember at Christmas time going to the Kloppman cotton mill where my daddy was a sweeper, and I'd see Santa Claus. We'd go in the back, and I remember this. All I can remember is this large open storage-type big room, receiving room. And there'd be Santa Claus down there. And we'd be in a line with the other employees' children. And I'd get a small gift and maybe an orange. And that was Christmas. One of the memories of Christmas. I can't really ever remember celebrating Christmas on Christmas Day. I do know a lot of times we opened up our presents before Christmas ever came. And, of course, if I found out where they were in the closet or something like that, well, I'd go get them. That's terrible. I remember one year I pestered my mama so much, I got a mini bike. It was $125. And I pestered her so much and bugged the snot out of her. And she finally said, all right, go ahead, and you can have it. We weren't Christian, didn't grow up a Christian home. It's sort of crazy. And so I took it, man. I remember, I'm riding the thing. It was used. Shoot, I didn't ride it hardly any time. It's broke. Christmas comes along. I ain't got nothing. What I got, I've already been on and broke it. I do remember that. Amen. How many have ever done that before, something like that? My only one, like three of us. I guess I am a nut, okay? The point is I just can't remember Christmas as a kid. Not Christmas like Christmas is supposed to be. I don't. I did not know God. Period. And I never gave it a thought that there was a God. I wouldn't connect the dots like Christmas, God. Are you kidding me? What's God got to do with Christmas? You understand? Say. The way I grew up. God and Christmas. I probably wouldn't want him to be there. You know? And I certainly didn't know that this God had something to do with Christmas, had a son. Are you kidding me? What's all that about? Are you hearing me today? Guys, I'm not so sure that there's not a lot of people just like me out there. You understand? Say. That's how I grew up. And I did not know this God that I didn't know, and He had a son I never heard of, really. I did not know that He loved me. Isn't that crazy? That's how I grew up. The youngest of six. Today's message, my Christmas past. Now, you heard a little bit of my Christmas past. Not a lot of it, just a little bit. Receive my Christmas present. Let's roll. Matthew 2, 1 through 8. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, say it with me, there came what? Wise men. See, I was pretty stupid and ignorant to Christmas and to God and His Son and what it was all about. I definitely wasn't a wise fellow. You understand? Back in the day, though, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem saying, where is He that's born who? Say it with me. King of the Jews. For we've seen His what? In the east, and we've come to worship Him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem was troubled with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them, where shall this Christ or this Messiah be born? And they said unto him, in where? So help me now, in where? I've been there at least a dozen times. Can you believe little old Gary from Rockingham? Been all over the world, man. I think I found out what Christmas is about. Amen? Come on. And they said unto him, he's going to be born where? In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall what? Rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called these wise men, he inquired of them diligently what time that star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you found him, bring me word that I can come and worship him also. Lie. My Christmas past received my Christmas present. I'd like to take that passage of Scripture right there and sort of just overlay it over what I've received from the Lord. Amen? What I've received from the Lord by receiving my Christmas present, by knowing about Christmas and Jesus. I'd like to take that familiar story and sort of I broke it down to what I got from the Lord. Let's look at it. And for me, it was December the 18th, 1977. December the 18th, 1977, the Sunday before Christmas, my Christmas past, received my Christmas present. You've been in the service, many of you, the last couple of weeks. I've talked about Mom, and we didn't go to church, and she was sitting in a chair drunk, and she heard Billy Graham on the TV, and that night I came in from partying, and she said, we're going to church in the morning, and we went for 3 weeks, week one, week two. Week three was December the 18th, 1977, the Sunday before Christmas. 1 week before Christmas, my Christmas past received my Christmas present. That morning, my drunk mama went down front, received Christ as her Savior. I didn't know what she was doing, but I went down there with her. She ain't leaving me back there. So I went down with her, and a nice man named Ralph Reeder took me by the hand and sat down with me and talked with me a while and told me about this God I didn't know and that He had a son. And that's what Christmas was all about, Gary. And He loves you. And best I knew how that day, I put my faith in the Lord. I received the Lord. I didn't know what I was doing necessarily. I did what I was told to do and what they showed me to do, best I knew how. But that day, my Christmas past received my Christmas what? Present. And my life changed. I want to lay this story down. Here we go. And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star the wise men are leaving. Now they heard the king, and they departed, and lo, the star which they what? Say it with him. Which they in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child Jesus was. So here's the first thing I received in my box that year. My Christmas pass, received my Christmas present. God opened my eyes. God opened my eyes. See, they saw the star. December 18, 1977, I saw the Lord. My eyes got open that I'm loved, that God loves me. Did I understand it all? No. But my eyes opened. How many can relate to that? You hearing me say? My eyes were open. I didn't know anything about this. My eyes were open. That's what I received. I didn't know there was a God. I certainly didn't know that He gave His one and only Son for me. And I did not know He loved me. And my eyes were open, and they've been open ever since. You know? Nobody has to convince me. Oh, you know, you got to be convinced there's a God. Son, I done got it. You understand? Say. You hear me? Yes or no? See, now God's blessed me. When I see something, when I look up in the stars, I don't think big bang. I think great God. Amen. Say, I go down by the ocean. Look at the water come in. Oh, where did that come from? I know where it came from. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for loving me. Amen. Say. Not a problem. When I eat something, are you kidding me? My eyes have been made open. Where'd that come from? God. Amen. Say, anything I have is because of Him. Why? Because He opened my eyes. You understand? That's a big deal to a Clark boy that didn't know nothing. You understand? Didn't know any of this. God opened my eyes. They saw the star. Woo! My eyes saw something too. Amen? Come on. God gave me that day the gift of what? Vision to see. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I'm a lot like that. I didn't know the Lord. Now I know the Lord, and my eyes have changed. My eyes have been opened. I see things different now. It's just different. Not all of you are like that, because you were just raised like maybe we were. But I got vision that day. Uh-oh, there's something else in my box. Wait a minute. And when they saw the star, they what? Can you say that loud? They what? With what? That's some serious rejoicing, is that right? Say, what else did I receive at Christmas? My Christmas pass received my Christmas present. Well, first of all, my eyes were open. And then, God opened my emotions. It says they rejoiced with what kind of... Is that what it said? Exceeding, say. See, you think I'm crazy because I holler and shout and jump up and make noise. No, it's because God opened something to me. He opened my eyes, and now He's opened my what? And guys, I'm going to tell you something. God knew this, and I didn't. There was something inside of me that God knew. He knew something was there that I never knew I had. And that was enthusiasm and excitement. I didn't know I had that. I'm just a kid growing up not knowing nothing. I'm a hell raiser and just ill and mean and not a very nice person. My eyes get open. I follow the Lord. And all of a sudden, He opens my emotions. And now, look at that. I'm excited about the things of God. This is insanity. People tell me, number one thing people tell me when they come to Fellowship Church, wow, you're sure exciting. You know, I love your energy. I'm 51 and don't feel like it. All right? Praise the Lord. Hey, listen. And see, the point is, I don't have to get up. Oh, I got to go get up. I got to go get up on Sunday. Oh, help me get up. Help me get up. I need the cheerleaders. Where are they? No, guys, I come. Nobody has to pull my tail out of bed on Sunday. I love doing what I do. Why? Because He did this for me. That was in my box. My Christmas pass received my Christmas what? Hey, those old wise men, they rejoiced, didn't they? Say, why shouldn't I? Say, you kidding me? God gave me. This is a gift from God. I've seen enough dead Christians in my life to know this is a gift from God, what I have. Do you hear me? Yes or no? It is a gift from God. Okay? I'm not just putting in time here at the Fellowship Church. You hear me? Yes or no? Now, I love what I do. I believe in what I do. I want to do great things for God. I believe God can do great things. Why? Well, because my Christmas past received my Christmas present. You understand? And so he's given me the gift of enthusiasm. Not bragging today except bragging on him. Say, flat out, giving me life, man. Love it. Praise the Lord. Okay? So he's given me enthusiasm for his work and for his glory. Wait a minute, I got something else. I know you thought he's just going to give you one gift, Gary. Oh, no. There's some more presents under that tree he doesn't give me. Amen. Come on. It's a funny thing, like the mini bike broke. These ain't broke. These work. Now, wait a minute. Now, we're talking about the wise men, because, see, I'm sort of stupid and dumb to all this stuff. But God's helped me now. And when they were come into the what? They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they did what? They fell down and did what? They did what? Fell down and what? Worshiped. Uh-oh, I got something else in my box. Here we go. Got me another little box. Let's open up this one. Well, God opened my heart. Opened my eyes. Opened my emotions. He opened my heart. I had never sung before. Not really. You might say, you can't still sing, son. The Lord opened up a voice inside of me. Whether you believe it or not, I went up to college years later and went up. I didn't know all the fancy music that other folks could read and do all this mess and play the instruments. And I went before the choral director at the college, and she heard me sing, and she said, "You're in." But I don't know. She said, "Fine, don't let anybody mess with you. Come on, just keep it like it is." So that's what I've done over the years, just kept singing for the Lord. Amen? Say, it's a gift from God, not me. If you don't like it, that's His problem. Come on, and your part, I began to sing. He opened my heart to worship. I guess it's sort of goofy. I get excited about Amazing Grace and the song Come and Worship a little bit again. Where'd that come from? Came from the Lord. See, I didn't know what Christmas was. I had no clue, guys. Are y'all alive? You're with me so far? Just a simple message. So I began to sing. He opened my heart to worship Him. And He opened my mouth to what? Praise Him. I don't make excuses about it. Not a problem for me. Something good to happen right out of my mouth. I go, well, thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. God's good. Thank you for that. Something good happens, I don't go, well, Clark, you're really creative and you're really clever making everything good happen. Guys, to be honest with you, I don't really struggle with that a whole lot. But see, because I had nothing and came from nothing, and now I know everything I have is because of Him. You understand that or not? It's who I am. And it, not because of me, it's just the gift He's given me. Gift He's given me to just sort of see things clear that, hey, any good thing comes from God. And is that James? Is that what the Bible says? Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. Father of lights, assuming no variable, neither the shadow of turning. I think that's what the Bible says. It does. He's put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust the Lord. God gave me an intimacy with Him in worship. You understand? It's not, well, Gary's just waiting to get up there and preach. He's got to go through that singing now. He's got to go through that time and just, you know, God help him. He'll get there one day. Every Sunday when we sing, I love it. You understand or not? It can be simple. It can be big. It can be either way. I have a wide variety of musical tastes for the Lord. Why? Because if it's for the Lord, I'm in, baby. You understand? Say. I like that. God changed me, did something for me, opened up a box I never knew I had. My Christmas past, received my Christmas present, we're almost done. Talking about the wise men. See, because I was sort of dumb to all this. And when they had opened their treasures, say treasures, they presented Him what? Say it with me. Gold, frankincense, and God gave me something else. Look at this. Here's another gift. God opened my treasures. God opened my treasures. What do I mean? I had no compassion for anybody. My Christmas past was horrible. I didn't have compassion for people. I was stingy. Mama always told me, you're stingy. Mama would want to give okra and give tomatoes to people and give something she made. I said, well, why don't you get some money for that? You're stingy. Just hush. Well, that was me. God changed that. Did you hear me? Yes or no? People come to me all the time. Why don't you charge for donuts out back? Because we're not going to. You understand that? Yes or no? Because we don't have to. You understand? Yes or no? You can't build a church by saying, if you can't give cheerfully, keep it. I believe you still can. I believe God's going to take care of us. I believe that. Somehow in my crazy heart, I believe we can build a multi-million dollar facility debt-free for the glory of God. Will it take time? Sure, it's going to take time. Everything takes time. But can God do that? Yes! You understand? Sure He can. He put a love inside of me also for people. I didn't have that love. If you'd have met me way back when, we wouldn't like each other. You might say, I don't like you now. Well, see, that's your problem. All right, come on. Here we go. Listen, so He put a love for me. I started, after I became a Christian, I started working with the troubled kids in my town. Going and picking them up on a school bus on Sunday. I'd visit them on Saturday, and it was fun. Crazy. My friends thought I'd lost my mind. And I love those little kids, and I see them now. They're not little anymore. I go to hometown now, and you know, women 10 years younger than me come up and hug my neck. They're in their 40s now. Amen. Come on. It's sort of weird. Yeah, I know. But God blesses me, man. Now, see, and by the way, guys, I love you, and it's not hard to do. Well, it's an honor. See, it's not hard for me. Well, I don't love people. I don't like people. Well, I don't know where you're coming from. Not really. Not now, I don't. Not if you're a Christian, you name the name of Jesus and you know Jesus. I don't know why that box ain't been opened for you. You understand? Say. See, there's a gift there for you. Well, I just love Christian people and I can't stand these people that do wrong. Well, see, that's a problem too because you just like them. You understand? Say. We're all sinners. Is that what we are? Yes or no? Come on. God gave me that. Gave me a love for people. Yeah. He gave me a generosity. I don't know why. I enjoy giving to people, helping people. I've been accused of helping people too much, getting taken advantage of. I've said it many times. I'll be a doormat for Jesus if I need to be. Okay? I don't like it sometimes, but I'm just saying He's the one who did that for me. I didn't do it for myself. See, I don't want them to step on me. I want to break their neck. But Jesus inside of me has made the difference. You understand? Yes or no? And somebody, oh, still comes out a little bit. I go, well, you can get back in the box. Here we go. Come on. Here's number five. Here we go. Boy, did I ever have a big Christmas when my Christmas past received my Christmas present. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. These wise men departed into their country another way. God gave me something else. God, He opened my spirit. See, these wise men, they heard God. Don't go back that way. Go the other way. I had never heard the voice of God.
Are you kidding me?
He opened my spirit. He opened my spirit. I hardly knew right from wrong. Okay? I didn't know anything. If you asked me a Bible question, I wouldn't know squat. Nothing about the Bible. Kidding me? I knew how to curse God's name. You want to talk about God? I'll cuss Him for you. How about that? That was me. That was my Christmas past. Do you understand? I didn't know anything about God's Word, about the Bible, about hearing from God. So God's Word became my what? It became my guidebook. I was told this book is the Word of God. Gary Clark, you read this book. You believe this book. You study this book. You memorize this book. I used to carry around 3x5 cards in my car pocket, or I'd stick them in the glove box of my little car that I had. I'd pull them out when I had a chance, started memorizing Scripture. Why? Because I'm something special. You think I wanted to memorize Scripture before I knew the Lord? Absolutely not. It was a gift God gave me. He opened my spirit to receive His Word, to eat it up. And so I did that. And believe it or not, the fellow in Rockingham that was dumb to all this, that's me. Actually, people now seek me out for counseling. Yeah, I know it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, they come to see me. They actually call the office, make appointments. Can I see him? I'm like, are you kidding? That's the Lord. You hear me? God gave me discernment. He gave me wisdom. And this ain't, ooh, look at the Gary show today. No, I'm give the glory to God show today. Amen? That's what we're doing today. Give the glory to God day. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. And what I'm saying could be said of you in this audience many times over. If you really think about it and think about you and who you are and who you really are and where you came from and look at you. Look at you. Look at what God has done in your life. Wow. I think your Christmas past has received a Christmas present too. Amen? So anyway, that's my story. I'm giving Him the glory. And many of you know me, and you might say, but Clark, you have a lot of hard things that happened to you. I've had some hard things happen to me in life. Hard things that I don't want wish on any of you. And I'm still having hard things happen to me. What's that got to do with anything? Say. That's life, isn't it? Say. I believe I can handle it. If He gave me all this, I believe I can handle it. Amen? I still believe me and God can handle it. You understand? Yes or no? Praise the Lord. God's a good God. And see, God's still giving me gifts. Now, that's some gifts He gave me. And I don't even know what this is going to look like. But I told Rod, throw a couple of gifts that God's been giving Gary lately. Just throw a couple up on the screen. See what Gary's been given. Well, look what God gave Gary. Look what God gave Gary. I think God's caring for Gary. Is Gary going to be all right? I believe God's taking care of Gary. Look at the kid. I believe Gary's going to make it. Look at that. I believe Gary's doing just fine. How about, I think God says, God, I'm going to, oh, that's my brothers in North Carolina right there. He gave me them brothers right there. My sisters, Janice and Ann. God just blessed me. God just taking care of Gary. Is that what He's doing? And look at all of you. Look at all of you He's given me. Look at you people. Is God a great God? God's a great God. God's a great God. God's worthy. God's worthy. No matter what happens, God's a great God. He just keeps giving. And look at what God just gave me yesterday. Are you kidding me? Is God a good God or what, people? Are you hearing me today? Wow. My Christmas past received my Christmas present. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's thank the Lord. God's a good God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for a good day.